push off this gate. We're at the gate D planning there in Las Vegas. Reports indicate there's going to be some, a little bit of a light jump drive. It should be pretty smooth. We'll do the best we can, find the best air we can, turn that seatbelt's head off, let you move about. We're at it safe to do so for a few minutes before we start our descent into Vegas, where the current weather right now is 94 degrees, so it's warming up fast. Calm winds, clear skies, unrestricted visibility. Again, we'll be pushing back in a few more minutes, please, Charlie Flight.
Now path lighting lead to all exits. The slides at the front and back doors can be detached and used as ramps. Please take a moment to locate your nearest exit, keeping in mind that it may be located behind you. The cabin is pressurized. If there's a loss of cabin pressure, masks will drop from the compartments above your seat and lavatory ceilings. Remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Pull the mask toward you to start the flow of oxygen. Cover your nose and mouth with the mask. Place the elastic band around your head and tighten by pulling on the ends. Secure your own mask before helping others. Oxygen will be flowing to the mask even though the bag may not appear to inflate. A life vest is located under each passenger seat. To use, tear open the plastic pouch, remove the vest, and place it over your head. Wrap the strap around your waist, fasten the buckle, and pull on the strap to tighten. A water-activated rescue light is attached to each vest. When exiting the aircraft, pull down at the red tab at the bottom of the vest to inflate. You can also inflate your vest by blowing into the tube located at your shoulder. Remember, do not inflate the vest until you exit the aircraft. All Spirit Airlines flights are non-smoking. Smoking, including the use of e-cigarettes and vaping devices, is never permitted in the cabin or lavatories. Federal law prohibits tampering with, disabling, or destroying any lavatory smoke detector. Again, our estimated flight time to Vegas is 52 minutes. Thanks for your attention and welcome aboard.
Under the strap, sit off the inner seatbelt, lift up on the flat portion of the buckle. For your safety and for those around you, please keep your seatbelt securely fastened at all times, even when seated. There are emergency exits located in the front, main cabin, and back of the aircraft. All exits are clearly marked with exit signs, directions for opening, and are equipped with evacuation slides. Overhead signs and outpath lighting lead to all exits. Slides at the front and back door can be detached and used as ramps. Please take a moment to locate the exit nearest to you, keeping in mind the nearest exit may be located behind you. The cabin is pressurized. If there's a loss of cabin pressure, masks will drop from the compartment above your seat and lavatory ceilings. If you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened, pull the mask towards your face and start the flow of oxygen. Cover your nose and mouth with the mask, place your elastic band around your head, and tighten with the loose end into the straps. Secure your mask before helping others. Oxygen will be flowing even though the mask may not appear to inflate. In the unlikely event of a water landing, a life vest is located underneath your seat or between your seats. To open, tear along the perforated edge and remove the life vest from the pouch. Lean forward and place the vest over your head. Wrap the strap around your waist and fasten the buckle to loosen the straps to tighten. A water converter rescue light is attached to each vest. When exiting the aircraft, pull down on the red tab to inflate the vest. The vest can also be inflated by blowing at the tube at shoulder level. Remember, do not inflate your vest while inside the aircraft. All Spirit Airlines flights are non-smoking. Smoking includes the use of e-cigarettes and vaping devices. It is not permitted in the cabin or in the lavatories. Federal prohibits tampering, disabling, and destroying any lavatory smoke detector. Our flight today to Chicago is going to be 3 hours and 5 minutes. Thank you for your attention and welcome aboard.
How long have you been driving Uber?
2 years.
Do you enjoy it so far?
I mean, yeah. When it's not like this, yeah, I enjoy it. Because it's easy, you know, you don't really have to do anything crazy.
Do you like not having an actual boss telling you what to do and what not
to
do?
That's exactly what it is. I hate being... It's not that I can't be managed. It's just I hate having someone on top of me constantly telling me what to do instead of me actually letting me do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that in those aspects, it's pretty cool.
Do you usually run the same route, like every day at the same time, or do you kind of fluctuate between?
So I'll start up in my area, which is Lombard, and see wherever I end up. There'll be times where I don't end up going to the city at all, because it's just kind of how the day went. But there are times where I'll end up in the airport, or I'll end up in the city. So it just goes from wherever from there.
What's the farthest that someone's ever asked you to drive them?
I picked someone up from O'Hara to take them all the way to South Bend, Notre Dame University.
Wow.
Yeah, that's happened. That was once, but yeah, it was pretty cool. That one ride just gave me over like $100, so I was like, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm just gonna go home.
Yeah.
Now, how is it out here with surge pricing? Is that still something that's being used? Or
personally, I've gotten unlucky with surges. Every time I've been like in the middle of like a red hot surge, I feel like I haven't gotten a ride. And then as soon as the surge goes away, I end up getting someone. It makes me think people are sitting there waiting for the surge to die down, because people can see it too before they book the Uber. So I think they're waiting there, just waiting for the surge to die down, and once it goes away, they finally, like, do it. That's from my experience, at least.
That would be a tricky thing to try to figure out when that would stop.
Yeah.
Or trying to figure out how...
I feel like it's most of the people that, like, have the time to kill a little bit, where they sit there and wait. If people really gotta go, then they, like, I mean, they don't really have a choice. They're gonna do it.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that's...
What do you do outside of driving? What are your hobbies and stuff?
I mean, I like to go to the gym and, like, I play basketball and things like that. I don't have another job, if that's what you were trying to ask.
Well, like, just, like, talents, passions, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, like, basketball, definitely a talent, sports, working out, lifting. That's pretty much it for me. I don't really like going out that much. I like to, like, just stay back, you know, chill with a couple friends.
What do you think would be the main dream, so to speak? What would be, like, the big dream for you if everything all turned out just the way it should? You know, no restrictions, no boundaries. Like, what would be that?
I would like to start my own business one day. That's a goal. What exactly that is, not sure yet. I was thinking about opening up a garage, like a mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be pretty cool, because I love cars, and like I'd like to be able to work on them and things like that. So if I could just like get to that point, that'd be pretty legit.
Plus, I was just thinking you could even implement your love for basketball. You could have a couple of hoops there while people are waiting
for their cars. I would probably make it into, like, a really cool spot. Like, I'd probably add, like, video games and things like that.
Oh, well, that's such a good idea.
I don't know why people don't...
Some arcade games, huh?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Don't think of that, but... Yeah, I'd do it.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Like, someone was talking to me about, like, opening up a barbershop, and he was asking, like, what can I do to, like, add, like, different entertainment things? I was like, dude, just add video games. Like, people, like,
yeah,
waiting there. I mean, you could, like, just do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. What about you, sir? Where are you heading today?
Home. Come to California.
Oh, you're from California?
No. I work there.
Oh, you work in California?
Yeah, I'm just going home now.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty cool. Both coming from California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here to visit family, kind of a reunion situation, and then we'll be heading back to the what do they call it? The land of fruits and nuts.
Where in LA do you live?
It's kind of Hollywood.
Okay.
Just right over the hill there.
West Hollywood there.
It's in the valley, North Hollywood.
Okay.
And it's you can't complain when every day it's like sunshine, when it's every day is summer.
Yeah.
And
but the people who grew up there are so used to it, you know. It's just another day for them. I'm like, man, I gotta get outside. I gotta like take advantage. And they're like, what? They don't understand. I'm like, dude, you don't understand where I am. Like, you have months of cold and like just dreariness and no sun, and they don't get it.
Yeah, but it is a little too hot for me right now. It was the last few days.
It has been.
Oh, yeah.
Over there or over here?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, today was supposed to get to 107. I don't think it did.
Oh, wow.
But it was up there. Yesterday it was 101.
So you're out there for vacation or
no,
to work out there?
Work, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm out there every other week. You know, that's where the facility's at. Mm. So,
what do you like to do? What's your job?
I'm president of a company called Illinois Tool Works.
Oh, cool. What is that?
Illinois Tool Works is it's the largest Illinois-based company, and really into manufacturing.
Mm.
You're only the motto is you're only. Few steps away from ITW product. Like, we make all the door handles for all the automotive automotive parts, Fastex parts, the little dampers. They came up with that design.
Wow, so you guys all the little extra things that go in a car, you guys basically are in charge of.
Ziploc bags, let's see other things that you might know. Let's say your Miller Welding.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the blue machines on the back? They built those.
Wow.
What business are you in?
Boy. Well, right now I'm wedding video editing.
Okay.
And so I do that, and then sometimes... Oh, here. Actually, I should have a card in here. This is a band I'm in called... you know, it's this new genre that's popped up called yacht rock. Are you aware of that kind of genre? It's like soft rock type stuff. Hall & Oates. So I'm in a band called Yachtly Crew. This is for you in case you ever want to check out any of our videos. It's for you too in case you ever want to check out any videos. So it's all love songs, Lionel Richie, Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Michael McDonald, all those good old-fashioned soft rock songs. And... It's quite amazing. It's all just all these love songs, and people show up, all just wonderful people who show up to the shows all the time, and it's just it just feels great to be able to kind of, it's like a volleyball game, you know, bouncing the good vibes back and forth to each other. So that's what been with those guys for about a year and a half now, and in addition to that, I do the wedding video animation or editing.
With the editing of the videos, do you also like take the videos yourself, like on weddings and stuff?
You know what?
Or do you just do the editing?
I did on a couple of times, on a couple occasions. My buddy has a company called Imagination Designers, and so he and his wife shoot all the videos, and then they send me the footage, and then I cut it together. And so it's really interesting all day just watching people getting married and seeing all these little tiny little micro expressions that it's really interesting. Like, they have no idea that I exist. I'm just kind of this invisible phantom that's watching their day unfold. And I can go into their day at any point, and there I am, and I'm looking at it. You know, and as I'm watching these, I'm thinking, holy cow, these people had to live in it real time. They lived in that real time. Yet I get to know what their future is. You know, I get to know what happens over here, and they don't even know that yet. It's really interesting. And, like, the video that I put together is ultimately the day that they're going to remember. So I have to pick out, like, the best shots. And, you know, I try to find all the high fives and hugging and smiling that I can find. And I just, I stick, you know, as much of that in there as I can. And
How long does that whole editing process take?
Ooh, it can take sometimes a few days, depending on how good the camera angles are. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's taken me a couple of weeks because... maybe there'll be some really shaky camera work, and then I have to be very clever with how I cut around it, or maybe take a little piece that's over here later on and a crowd reaction shot, and then I stick it over here earlier in the day and to just kind of play with that to kind of smooth the edges.
Hmm. The reason why I asked was because my friend recently got married.
Oh, wow.
In December. And he still hasn't gotten his video.
Oh, well, you know what? That will happen sometimes, depending on what company it is. Because some of the companies, like the company that I work for, these guys, they shoot with such high-quality video now that it takes up, you know, hundreds of gigabytes. And a lot of times these cameras, they'll look very cinematic. And so there's a huge process. There's a color correction process. There's a sound sound design process. So let's say, for instance, if the wife had one of those little lavalier microphones on, but maybe the priest, pastor guy didn't have one. There's a careful science there to try to even out those sounds, even if they're not using a similar kind of microphone. It can be a very particular thing. So I can imagine that it probably took him a while to get his, video.
Still hasn't gotten it. Wow. Yeah, that's what I was just like wondering. He's like, he's confused too.
Oh man.
Really, like a long time. I don't think his car is stopped up here.
Oh, really?
Possibly. I don't know. Looks like he's smoking.
Oh.
That's why the ladies.
Oh,
kind
okay.
of, I guess, from what I can see.
All right. Perfect. You guys are used to this traffic.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
Oh.
I like ripping myself apart.
Go to LA. Go to
LA. Any point in time,
that's another question.
Just...
Is it really that bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, where is everyone going all at once?
Oh,
all
yes.
the time. I don't understand.
This is, in Chicago, it's concentrated within time frames.
Yeah.
In LA,
always?
It's from... that minute all the way around the clock. Any
time.
Day, any time, and they still, when you ask somebody in LA, how long would it take me to get to the airport? Well, it kind of depends on what time of the day you're going. No, it doesn't.
No. Yeah.
You know, I left this morning, you know, at 6 o'clock. It takes me the same amount of time at 6 in the morning as it does at 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
It is just, and I've never seen more rear end collisions.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have in
mm-hmm.
LA.
Yeah, there are a lot of those.
Take this traffic just like this and add four more lanes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
And you're out there often, huh?
Yeah, a ton.
Wow. Is that one of the main hubs for your business, or do you guys have other areas
business,
that you got to go?
There is 15 presidents within ITW.
Mm.
It's a $18 billion company, and I run one of the divisions. And the place that has our most problems is in LA right now, so I'm going there a lot.
So you have to kind of swoop in like a superhero and mm-hmm. tie things up.
Not so much about a superhero, but swooping in. You know, it's a company that we purchased, and we're integrating it into the other ones.
Mm.
So it's fun. It's not bad. They're good people. Just tired of staying in hotels.
Mm.
But my wife is laughing. I have like 283 just so far this year.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So everybody's like, oh, you get all those points in that stuff. I go,
yeah.
I don't use them. It's just like the airlines. My kids use them. My wife uses them. But they go, let's go on vacation. I say, let's see, vacation, go to the airport, get on a plane, go somewhere, stay in a hotel. That's work. That's what I do. We're like,
go somewhere, stay in a hotel. Yeah.
A lot of people don't even do hotels now. I think it's Airbnb.
Yeah, there are a lot of dynamic places, too, that are opening up their homes for stuff like that.
Well, I heard this thing, and in L.A. I heard it on the news, is that, you know, you can go and borrow someone's car.
Yeah, you can do that
just
here,
like,
too.
Just like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who in the hell?
Yeah. There's a... I think there's an app called Get Around.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
Yeah, you can... Wow. You can rent out your car to people. I don't know how I feel about that, but... It's regulated to a
point. I mean, I still can't believe that somebody would rent out their house like that, but hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also true.
Come on in. Lay down. Stand in the front room. Leave the silverware alone. I don't know. I guess I'm just not trusting enough.
There's a lot of people just have, like, the summer houses that they don't go to that often anyway, so they figure might as well make some money.
I have a cottage in Paw Paw, Michigan, and, you know, that's one thing where, you know, we rent it out probably 9 times a year, and 4 of them do it every year, but, you know, I mean, it's a cottage. What are they going to take? You know, an old couch or some crappy silverware that we used when we got married or something like that? It really doesn't make any sense, but, you know, for your home, not at all. But I went through Ireland, and we did some of those.
Yeah, I've heard people are really, really accommodating in Europe.
Oh.
Like, they'll let you so stay much. In their house if you just help them, you know, garden or something. Like, help me with the gardening. You could stay here tonight. All right, cool.
My grandparents were the first generation over here, and I went back there, and there's still family members there.
Oh, that's great.
And I met a few of them, and the one is like, stay at my house, go upstairs.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, my wife's like, we are not staying here. I'm like, why not? They're family.
Yeah.
Never met them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, that's the awesomest thing. That's like a National Lampoon's European Vacation or something, where it's like, I always had that vision in my brain, you know, going to Norway and then visiting all these relatives I've never met before in my life, and then going, hey, come on in, here's some wine. Oh, yeah, let's start laughing. So did you get along pretty well with your relatives that you'd never met?
It was
met
very after? Nice. It was, you know, I mean, it was, he opened up his home.
That was so
saw
cool.
Saw pictures and, you know, it was really, it was the family house, you know, I mean, that was on my dad's side. And, you know, probably, you know, I don't even know where the house started, but, you know, both of them have been in the families for centuries. So, you know, there's like 4 or 5 of them that live on the farm area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. But you go into this small town, it's called Headford, Ireland. And, you know, I went in there and, you know, we basically went like scavenger hunting. You know, from my grandfather's birth certificate. And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
So we went to the town and you go into the pubs and... You say, you know, they ask you, you know, what brought you so many millions of miles to come into my place? You know, and they're all like, mighty good. And, and then you just say, you know, my name's Glenn, Mike Glenn, and I'm looking for my relatives. And, oh, my God, Patty Glenn, yeah, sure, he's right over here, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
So,
wow.
It's pretty neat. So
wow. Wow. So that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, but there's not... You know, I mean, Ireland is the size of Indiana. So, you know, it's not too hard. You know, you go into a town, and really the town is, you know, it's probably 2 miles by 2 miles. That's about it. You know, it's a big circle. And they have mostly that's in there are the pubs. And, you know, everybody knows everybody.
So, that's cool.
It's nice to visit. I mean, I don't think that I would have liked to just... that. You know, think about that's the only place that you lived or went or anything your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we went through the Southern Circle in 14 days.
Mm.
What are you going to do with the rest of your life? It's like, wow. You know, people never leave their farms.
Wow. My brother was out there for his honeymoon, and he said it was just beautiful driving out there in that country and stopping at these places, and there are all these people always with instruments and they're playing along, and people just, you know, will show up with their banjo, and they're just all this just great, just joyful and singing and dancing and laughing, and like it just
don't
sounds
the drinking.
And the drinking, and it just sounds really,
it
really
be
jovial.
The playing and the drinking. The
yeah.
Playing and the drinking.
So were they able to show you your, like, your family crest and all that stuff?
Oh, I knew all that stuff. And you know, my dad's brother was a Carmelite priest. And in the Irish families, if a priest is like second coming.
Oh, wow.
And they had a picture of my uncle in the place. And so we knew we were in the right place.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They're like, do you know Father Finan? Yeah, he was my uncle.
Wow.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so. How cool.
But we went to the, you know, the Kennedy's home that was there, and, you know, that was pretty neat. It's a nice place to go visit, but don't want to live there. A lot of rain. Beautiful out here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Turn left
and right. Oh, I'm going to that one?
Yeah.
So it seems, so Ella is the only, pretty much the only kid that little JoJo gets along with or hangs out with or anything, or no?
Well, just the only one that she'll, that he'll play with.
Mm.
He just doesn't, he's just not interested in playing with other kids, like if we go to parks or anything. That's,
oh, we could go over there with our food. That's the Harley place. I stopped them.
That's my favorite song they're singing.
Is there an actual band?
Where's that coming from?
Loud music?
No, they have.
There's a Harley riot over there.
They have a lot.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Hell's Angels seminar.
Jimi Hendrix last week.
They had a Jimi Hendrix guy?
Yeah, they do all different music.
Whoa.
They have on a stage there on the right. And then,
crazy.
You think the residential people over here love that?
Oh, we hear it. We can hear it at my apartment.
Can you imagine that? If, like, all of a sudden they built this there? Like, you live in that house that's right on the corner there?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was asking where Jim's brother lived, because I thought he could come out.
Yeah.
But he goes too far.
So he's all the way down in Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear him.
That's crazy.
In another hour, you can hear him now.
And they got that light flash, you can see that?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
In the daytime?
In the daytime, yeah.
No, it's
strobe
fun.
In the daytime.
Yeah.
Oh, there is Hell's Angels there. There actually is Hell's Angels there.
Wow.
The Angels.
Yeah, because they read.
And Outlaws, you see that?
I go and
that's crazy.
After work.
Have you really been there?
Yes, I told you, babe.
Oh, that's great.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself, I go after work.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
She brings her switchblade with.
Okay, good.
That one that Ray stole for me.
Yeah, and there's hobos over there.
I like hobos.
That place is fun. Jenny and I have stopped in there on a couple of occasions.
Is that the Dragabox place?
No, Dragabox.
No, the other way.
Wait, Swap Mart? What is a Swap Mart?
Yeah,
is that the North Mark Mall?
It's crazy because you go in there and it's just, it goes deep in there.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of like really interesting.
And they have
a lot of Mexican
stuff. They have Mexican WrestleMania and boxing.
Oh, that's neat.
Luchador? Wait, they have like wrestling going on in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Off to the right.
24/7.
Incredible. 24/7 wrestling.
There's a secret pass that you go through.
Oh, that's great.
But I didn't know you're supposed to pay for it, and I just walked through, and the guy looked at me. I was like the only white person there.
Like you, you
yes,
just
let you go. You don't know what he.
Sometimes when you walk into something and you just pretend like you're supposed to be
supposed
there.
To be out. Like
yeah.
Like
then
the wedding
no one questions.
I do that.
You just, yeah, like you were the original wedding crasher. The fact that you guys just decided, hey, let's go to the weddings, you know? We get shuffled in with the rest of the people. No one's going to know any different.
Dude, it was great. One of them was the Diplomat West. It's not there anymore, is it, Mom?
Yes.
Oh, is it there? And then the terrace that was down here, they knocked that down. And then the third one was out in Streamwood, in fact.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's still there. It's,
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was a Portillo's right here.
Excuse me, Portillo's.
Oh. Oh, yes, that's right, Portillo's.
Which, by Portillo. The way, he's here right now, Doug. Wouldn't it be funny if you saw him here?
Whoa.
Oh, here? Yeah, he's him and Sophia came.
What? That's crazy.
For, yeah, to see his family.
Oh, my gosh.
We were going to try to see each other, but I don't know when we'll have the time. He just quit his job. He just started a new job.
Whoa, he's no longer a firefighter?
No, he's fire safety officer for Fox, where, like, when they do you know, explosions or different things on movies, he's in charge of making sure that it's all safe.
Oh, my God.
And so he'll have to go, like, if they do stuff in, you know, let's say Fiji or Mexico or whatever other countries, he'll have to fly with the crew and stuff and make sure everything is done.
Yeah. Wow, that's so cool that he was able to get a job like that.
He took me to see the Batmobile, didn't he?
Yeah,
wow.
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, he took that job. It was after, I think, 10 years.
Fires,
that's incredible.
Because he worked at Joshua
Green. Wow.
Oh, and Ella had a
green. So has he been, he's been, like, traveling a lot and stuff?
No, he just started, like, last week.
Oh, he just started.
Oh, it looks so cute out there. He had a little side longer.
Yeah. That was
that's incredible. That is so cool.
Yeah. I'm happy for him.
And that purple one was one I picked out, too.
This
one?
That one? That was today.
Yeah, I picked that out for her.
Oh, that's great. Was that at the park?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I
love how that looks.
Those were her horses. And she named both of them Chocolate.
Oh, that's great.
Chocolate, yeah.
This used to be an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Didn't it? And that was, and Sonny's dad owned it.
Oh my gosh.
It was called,
Sonny's.
it was with a V. Venuti's.
That's right. Venuti's.
Oh,
there's still Venuti's, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big now, yeah.
Because
does he still own it?
Is that the same
Venuti's? I don't know, but it's the same name, so you would think that...
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to...
Maybe there's another Venuti.
Well, for them, like a bomb is their dance floor, it's like as big as a parking space.
I want you to hear the cicadas. Doesn't it sound like an alien sound? Like something you'd hear in War of the Worlds or something? Like they're descending upon the populace? Wow. So it starts... I'm hearing it, so it starts on the outskirts from far away, and then it comes in. Comes, you can tell it's getting closer. Wow, I've got to keep that in mind when it comes time to utilize the sound of aliens arriving. I will be here in the Chicagoland area recording various conversations with the family, friends of ours, and you'll be getting to hear what's going on within the roots of this area that I grew up in. We'll be here for, I think, 4 or 5 days, so I'm assuming that's probably going to be maybe 10 podcasts, maybe less. So, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be on to something else shortly here. Take care. And keep that in mind.